This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The federal government says Al-Qaeda may be plotting attacks against financial institutions. So officials raised the terror alert levels to orange for the financial districts of Washington, D.C., New York City, and Newark, New Jersey. This is the first time the terror alert level has been raised for a specific geographic area. Joining me now is Richard Hake of member station WNYC. He is outside the Citicorp Center in New York. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Citicorp is listed as a potential target. What are the others?
Well, here in New York, the other one is the New York Stock Exchange, which is located in Lower Manhattan, also in Newark, New Jersey, just across the Hudson River from where I am right now, the Prudential Building, which is the head of the insurance giant, and also in Washington, D.C., the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund.
And what intelligence does the U.S. have on Al-Qaeda? I mean, is there specific intelligence?
This is the first time, as you had mentioned, that these sites, specific targets, have been noted by the federal government from Governor Tom Ridge, who heads the Homeland Security Office. Now, they say they have enough information from different sources. I think they said five sources on study of buildings. They have information on documentation as well as drawings and photos of these different buildings, even to the extent of the flow of the pedestrian traffic on the sidewalk. Apparently, where I'm standing right now, the information that they have is that 14 people per minute will walk by these sidewalks during rush hour.
Well, how is it feeling there in Manhattan? Has commercial traffic been affected, traveling into the city?
So far, no. It's relatively early right now, and the city officials here, Mayor Michael Bloomberg and the police commissioner, are limiting the amount of commercial traffic that can come in. They're actually channeling it through specific bridges and tunnels for checkpoints. To get into Manhattan, if you're a trucker, you cannot come through the Holland Tunnel from New Jersey, as well as from the Williamsburg Bridge. That's coming from the other direction, from Brooklyn, Queens, and Long Island.
And are you able to gauge the mood of those New Yorkers who are going to work this early in the morning?
Well, it's still quite early. There are very few people actually coming to work right now. I think New Yorkers kind of expect this. We're used to the different security checks. We're used to going into buildings and presenting IDs and going into metal detectors, although this is the first time that specific buildings are being mentioned. So I assume in a couple of hours when people start heading to work into this building here, the Citigroup Center here in New York, they will be a little more nervous.
And this warning comes 4 weeks before the Republican National Convention comes to New York. What are people making of this there and elsewhere, actually?
Well, security has been beefed up for this convention. This has been in the news for the last couple of months, and city officials are focusing so much effort onto security surrounding the Republican National Convention. As far as New Yorkers, many people are planning to get out of town for that. That's when people are taking vacations. They're not planning to come into the city.
And is there anything what you might call the what next of this? I mean, the terror alert is there on the books, so to speak. Any feeling for what will happen as days go by?
Well, they say that this terror alert, as far as the national one, New York has been on this orange heightened alert since September 11th, but this is expected to go on through the election.
Thanks very much, Richard.
Thank you, Renee.
Richard Hake is a reporter with member station WNYC, speaking to us outside this Citicorp building in New York.